Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad. We're Grant and Danny, and this is The Fan. They are the exclusive sponsor of this show. They will help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, and put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're going to make our final predictions on the Commanders and the Dolphins coming up in this segment. We're taking you up to 6:30. Last chance to get on in here to Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly, which is filled up. And a nice little dinner rush going here. People enjoying their pizza, their delicious treats, including Danny Rouillet, who did, in fact, put a dent into the dessert pizza.
That's the Nutella pizza, by God. The Nutella pizza's music. It's incredible. I was just going to have one piece, but you know what happened is it was gone, and then I needed another piece to make sure that both pieces were of equal quality, and they are.
A spin you around the league. Week 11 is closing in. 9:30 a.m. start, thanks to the Commanders and the Dolphins. We will finish with that game later in the segment. Let's start in the 1 o'clock window. Panthers 5-5, Falcons 3-6 in Atlanta. The betting line in this game favoring the team with the worst record. The Atlanta Falcons at home laying 3.5 points total is 41.5. Atlanta is topsy-turvy, man. Their wins have been pretty impressive. 22-6 over Minnesota. Remember, they hung almost 40 on Washington.
That's right.
And then they blistered the Bills. That was such a good game. But since then, they've lost four straight to the Niners, to the Dolphins, to the Patriots, and to the Colts. They got destroyed by Miami. They got beat handily by San Francisco. They're trying to avoid a fifth straight loss. This one would be in the division against the Panthers.
Yeah, those same Panthers, the same group that beat the Green Bay Packers on the road. 16-13, that same group that beat Dallas 30-27 in an offensive thriller. That team that also got destroyed by the Bills, that also got destroyed by the Saints. You want to talk about topsy-turvy, that's everybody but the Bucs in that division. I have no feel for that game, none.
Speaking of the Bucs, they are playing at 1 o'clock as well. 6-3 Tampa Bay's in first place, and they're taking on a fellow playoff team in the Buffalo Bills. Now, Buffalo is not in first because the Patriots at 9-2 have the best record in the AFC. Tampa Bay is coming off of a loss, 28-23, to the aforementioned New England Patriots. Meanwhile, the Bills lost to the Dolphins, who Washington's playing on Sunday, by 17, 30-13 last time they played on Sunday. In fact, they were shut out for three quarters. That was their worst game of the year. The Bills at home at Orchard Park are favored by 5.5 points. Total 46.5.
This line is a little fishy, told Randy Nuyea. It's a 5.5 point spread in favor of Buffalo. They don't think much of Tampa going on the road. It's almost like I'm being begged to take Tampa, which makes me think, smell test style. Hold on, let me say this. The Terps right now were disjointed, but let me say this, Max. I like Buffalo in that spot at home. I think Buffalo wins this game. It's mostly because I just don't see them being 6-4. See what I'm saying? Like, I don't see them being 6-4. That's not a great reason for it, but because they lost last week, they've already learned. I feel like they've learned their lesson. You can't play with your food. You level up in competition here. Tampa, I think, will be fine. They're just kind of licking their wounds until everybody gets healthy again. Buffalo needs it. Big spot for them at home.
The Chargers are in Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars. L.A. is a when they lost to the Giants and the Commanders, with all their injuries, it felt like they were coming apart at the seams. But give Jim Harbaugh credit. He is a really good coach, and they have battened down the hatches. They win over the Dolphins, and then subsequently this three-game winning streak, Vikings, Titans, Steelers. They've played one bad team, a couple mediocre teams in there, but now it's Jacksonville. The Jags were 4-1 to begin the year. They've lost three of their last four, including last week against the Texans when they blew a huge lead. They were up 29-10 in the fourth quarter and lost 36-29.
That's one of the more unforgivable losses of the year. I mean, we talk about it when you lose to a bad team and look terrible doing it. See Buffalo, see Green Bay a couple times over. But you got a division rivals, a foot on the throat, with a chance to snuff them out, basically. That would have all but ended Houston's season, put you in a position to maybe catch Colts if they stumble a little bit, and you lose the game the way that you did. Unforgivable, you just said it. The Chargers are not the same team that we saw a few weeks ago that couldn't get their act together after an early lead. They're all of a sudden kind of rediscovering the magic that had them out as one of the best teams in the league to start the year. They're a sneaky 7-3. Everybody's kind of overlooked them in that division because it's all Denver all the time, and Kansas City's on the way, of course. But the Chargers are just minding their business, hanging out in a pretty good playoff spot.
Were we all today years old when we found out that Justin Herbert had a brother that played tight end for the Jaguars?
I did not know that until today, so today I learned. And by the way, his brother, which his name is, what was it?
Patrick Herbert.
Patrick Herbert looks exactly like Justin Herbert.
Now, you're going, oh, they probably look similar to their brothers. No.
How does that not get talked about more, by the way? He played at Oregon also, I think, with him. He's been in the NFL. And like, I'm seeing national beat reporters who know a lot about the league and who I trust go, wait, what? Like, nobody knew this guy existed? How did this happen?
This isn't like Patrick Herbert who, like, had a tryout or something. Like, he plays in the NFL.
I'm wondering if he's, like, recently elevated from the practice squad or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely not catches on his resume.
Well, but I learned about, like, the fullback Watt brother. You see what I'm saying? Like, if there's brothers
you
in the league.
You knew about Derek Watt.
Well, I found out about all of them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I found out about, name that McCourtney. Or, like, if there's, like, seven brothers that are in the league, you always hear about it. I have never once heard the name Patrick Herbert.
Right.
Until Dara said it.
And today they're playing and he's 25. I feel like maybe he's been in the – at that age, you should have been in the league for multiple years.
ESPN says that he's a rookie and he has not recorded a stat yet.
Well, I promise you he hasn't recorded a stat. That would be more noticeable. Definitely a P-squad elevation.
Where's it on draft night? Where's it on, like where's my Ed Werder? You know, this is an interesting tidbit. Where's NFL Network?
How is no one
saying anything?
Are we sure he's not on the practice squad? Because it could still be a story that they're covering if he's not on the active roster, but he's in the organization playing against Justin Herbert this week.
I don't see anything that refers to him being on the practice squad currently.
I don't know, man.
Unbelievable.
Crazy to me. Jaguars hosting the Chargers, the game that we've all been waiting for, the Herbert reunion.
Yes, the Herbert family gathering. All right, so this lists him on the practice squad, Patrick Herbert.
See, that's my prediction. That's what I'm saying. Okay. You think he's on the P squad?
That's what it looks like now. I mean, it is according to one website.
That solves the dilemma a little bit, doesn't it?
I feel like not knowing that he existed and now knowing.
All right.
And it's the same dude. It's like they could do the switcheroo, like buddy comedy style.
All right, so now we're off the rails, and Vic, you can pod down the music for a second. But I want to bring something else up, which is a mystery. Are you in on this Kevin James teacher thing? Do you know about this?
No.
There's a teacher who's all over social media, TikTok, Instagram, and everything.
Okay.
Who talks about his class and walks around at school and posts all these videos. And he looks exactly like and sounds exactly like Kevin James. To the point where his name is Mr. Taylor. And everyone just thinks it's Kevin James doing a bit. And I'm one of those people, by the way. But now there's this huge debate. Do you know about this, Darius? His name is... the teacher's name is Matt Taylor. And so there's this huge internet debate. It's like blue or yellow. What color is the dress? Is Mr. Taylor actually Kevin James? If it's Kevin James, which I think it is, just doing some kind of funny thing, then it's the greatest publicity stunt of all time. Because this has been on every news station. Like, look at this guy. Tell me this isn't Kevin James.
It looks exactly like him.
There's no way that's not Kevin James. It has to be Kevin James.
No. Okay. That's Kevin James.
Right. But apparently, it's a guy named Matt Taylor.
Not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Who's a teacher.
No. That's Kevin James with a... with a different name underneath.
But wait till you see the videos.
Like, I can put a name underneath my caption or underneath my face and be like, okay, Steve Guttenberg.
But
it's not true.
The videos are getting weirder and weirder. He's like in kids' classrooms and he like turns around and all the kids say, "Hi, Mr. Taylor." Like, if it's Kevin James, it's the greatest
so
work of all time.
So is the bit that all he's trying to do is convince people that he's Matt Taylor and not Kevin James? Is that the bit?
If it's a bit, then yes.
But I'm saying, are these videos that he's doing, what are the videos of? Like, his life?
It's Mr. Taylor, the teacher, is living his life.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Life. And everyone's just now saying, well, this isn't him, that's Kevin James pretending to be a teacher named Mr. Taylor.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Like, you know, I'm trying to think of another person. I don't know anything.
Tony P in DC. Yes, it's this guy.
Tony P in DC isn't trying to convince people of anything other than.
So listen.
Let me just ask my question.
I'm going to help you.
No.
I know what you want to ask. It's one of two things.
Okay.
Either Matt Taylor, youth teacher, is just posting videos as a teacher like other teachers do.
Right.
Where he's like, welcome to my classroom. Today we're learning about frogs. And everyone's like, yay! And he's just a teacher being on Instagram. Mm. It's either that or Kevin James created this new account, is pretending to be a teacher, is doing the work so all in that day to day he's just traveling to random schools to post videos. And he's doing a bit that has the whole internet talking about whether or not it's him. Did that answer your question?
No. I'm going to use big air quotes, okay? Nowhere in Matt Taylor, nowhere in any of his videos, again, the alleged Matt Taylor.
Right.
Does he reference Kevin James? Is he trying to prove that he's not Kevin James? Are they breaking the fourth wall at all there?
So I think, I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
But I believe that he's now like, everyone thinks I'm Kevin James. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah, I'm Matt Taylor, you guys. Let's go to gym.
But his videos all start with, like,
who's got a juice box?
Hey, it's Mr. Taylor. So you're seeing this, and you're saying it's Kevin James.
Like, I thought I was going to be like, oh, I get it. It looks kind of like Kevin James. I need to say this very clearly. That person in that photograph is Kevin James.
Right. But here's what's funnier.
Okay.
When you watch the videos and the clips.
He sounds like him.
It's clearly Kevin James. Unless it's not, and this guy just looks and sounds exactly like Kevin James.
Unless they just made a second one.
His laugh is Kevin James.
Come on.
His cadence is Kevin James. But here's my question. What is the point of this if you're Kevin James?
So do you remember, this is forever ago. Why am I blanking on his name? Oh, the guy that played Joker.
Heath Ledger.
No. in the movie that was actually called Joker.
Robert Pattinson.
No, damn it, that's Batman. He was in
Joaquin Phoenix.
Thank you.
Joaquin
Phoenix did like, and it went so poorly, but he pretended to be like out of his mind.
Yes.
Kind of post, and, you know, sort of like this post Andy Kaufman, Jim Carrey.
So this was
type
one of
bit.
The original.
Yeah.
Hypotheses was people said maybe he's going to have a movie coming out where he's Mr. Taylor, a teacher. And if that's true, this is a hell of a work.
Yeah, what a work. And Joaquin Phoenix did this terrible appearance on Letterman and just sort of pretended, and everything was so bad and went poorly. And then he like was like, surprise, I'm actually normal. It's not a big deal. But I wonder if it's that, but not the crazy part.
Maybe. I don't know. I just know that...
That person's Kevin James. Let's start there.
We're weeks into this, and nobody knows if it's him or it's not. Everyone is still fighting. But most people think it's Kevin James. But all of us that do, like me, are going, well, then what's the end game?
What's the end game? Does Thanos get the stones?
And like, for what? The record, yeah. Mr. Taylor is telling us he's not Kevin James.
And I, with all due respect to Mr. Taylor, that's something that Kevin James would say.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean?
It certainly is. All right. Fire the music back up, Vic. We've done enough on
We've
Mr.
established
Taylor.
That it's Kevin James.
We don't know. Bears, Vikings. 6-3 Chicago. A win gets them to 7-3. At that point, statistically, they're in a good spot to make the playoffs. They need this one, though. They got a really tough schedule coming up. Steelers, Eagles, Packers. Next 3 weeks, they still play Green Bay, San Francisco, and Detroit. They got to have one of the hardest remaining schedules in the NFL. So respectfully to them, I know Minnesota's not a pushover. This is a game where you're on the road, loud, hostile environment. You're a 2.5-point underdog. But if you can win this, you got a shot. If you lose, they're probably in trouble in terms of the postseason.
You would think so. And again, they have a negative point differential and an unbelievable turnover margin. Some of those things are not sustainable. Offensively, taking care of the ball's good, but defensively, just ask the Jaguars, those things kind of come back down to earth a little bit. So they've had some good fortune there. Talking about Dob Bears. And for Minnesota, it's about McCarthy, it's about consistency. There are a bunch of pieces there that make an awful lot of good sense. It just hasn't been consistent for them, and McCarthy's been out of the lineup. They could use a good one, too.
All right, let's get to the 4 o'clock games, because this is the best 4 o'clock window of kicks all season, and this is where the good stuff starts. Seahawks-Rams, first place on the line in the NFC West. They are both 7-2. Seattle is a top-5 offense, top-5 defense, and the leading kick returner in the NFL. Other than that, they got some things to figure out.
Yeah, right.
They have lost once since week one. They have won 7 of their last 8. Beating all comers, and now you've got the Rams quarterbacked by front runner in the MVP vote, Matt Stafford. Stafford is well on his way to putting up his best numbers of his career. Only a couple interceptions against 25 touchdowns in the early going.
The Rams are a whisper quiet, excellent team. And it's
juggernaut.
Weird. Usually LA teams, it's like if the Lakers sneeze, everybody's on it for, you know, 48 hours or whatever. But for some reason, somehow, this L.A. Rams team flies under the radar. There are 2 losses, a game that they blew, quite frankly. They had dominated for 3 quarters against Philadelphia on the road, and a weird division rival game where, you know, Kyle Shanahan got the better of Sean McVay, revenge this past week. But they're really, really good. They are complete. If Stafford is healthy, they are a contender for the Super Bowl. And we've already been over how good Seattle is. In everybody's power rankings, you don't have to go past 3 or 4 or 5 to find where these 2 teams lie.
Rams are 3-point home favorites in a game with a total of 48.5 points, so expect some offense. Elsewhere at 4 o'clock, go to Denver Sports Authority Field at Mile High. The Chiefs are on the road in the AFC West to take on the Broncos. Denver's leading the division. Can they hang on, though? A win here would certainly help. You'd have a tiebreaker over the Chiefs. Kansas City all of a sudden be fighting an uphill battle just to get back into the postseason picture, because they don't have a whole lot of margin for error after a slow start. They're 3.5-point favorites, totals 44 and a hook. Bo Nix is playing at a level that all of a sudden has people suggesting he may be benched if he can't get it right. Now, I don't
Which
buy that.
Which is nuts, frankly.
I mean, he played well enough as a rookie that he's going to have a long leash. He also has 18 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, but just 60% complete pass rate right now and 4 interceptions in his last 3 games. They've left a lot on the field. Now you got to deal with a really good Chiefs defense.
Yeah, and that Chiefs team, you know, you go back to week 3 They are, I think, what is it, 5-2 since then. Two losses, close ones, at Jacksonville, at Buffalo. They lost by a score. They were the worst team in that game, though, I thought thoroughly. But they've been impressive otherwise, but it's just you mentioned it. They got off to that rotten start, lost to two good teams, frankly, again, one-score games. But this is kind of go time here. You can – we just sort of assume Kansas City will turn it on. We assume they'll be a threat come playoff time because, frankly, they have been every single year Pat Mahomes has played for them. They've been in the AFC title game. We assume it's happening again. But at a certain point, the work has to happen. And I think this is a huge week for it for them coming off a bye.
Sunday Night Football is going to pit the Detroit Lions against the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles at home going to lay 2.5 points, total 46 and a hook. Philly looked awful on offense last week and won. Detroit looked amazing, but the Eagles didn't get to play the Commanders.
Yeah.
That's why they're favored. They've been the better team this year. I actually like the Eagles in this game, even though they didn't look great last week offensively. My logic is the Lions' line is completely destroyed by injuries, and it didn't matter against Washington. They couldn't take advantage.
It'll matter this week, though.
Philly's defensive front is really, really stout. They got some dogs in the middle. I think they're going to feast on the interior of Detroit's offensive line, and when you could do that, you get Jared Goff uncomfortable. It's a different matchup.
Yeah, this is a big one here. So Detroit, just to give you a kind of a barometer for it, has an 83-point differential among the best in the NFC. The other two teams ahead of them, by the way, Seattle and the Rams, who play each other this weekend. Philadelphia is only a plus 26 despite being 7-2, which tells you they probably ought to be like 5.5 and 3.5 or 4.5, you know, somewhere in there. Probably not quite as good as they are, but this is what they do. They thrive in chaos. They thrive with all the ordeal. They thrive when everybody thinks they're down and out. They thrive. They come together when A.J. Brown is pissed off, when Jalen Hurts is being discredited, when Nick Sirianni's yelling at fans. This is when they kind of hit the gas pedal and end up in a good place. So that's a major matchup. I think the winner of this game, honestly, has a great inside track to end up with home field. And the one seed, I think the NFC West is so good, those teams will beat each other up a little bit. I think if the Eagles can get to 8-2, they'll have a great chance at that number one seed. And kind of same for Detroit at 7-3.
So there you go, your look at week 11. It's going to be a doozy, great couple of days. In let's get you to the local combo. Commanders Dolphins, it is time for our player to lock in on. We do this every week. Your player to lock in on is presented by our friends at Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team for auto keys and fobs. Visit baldinos.com. Danny Ruye, you sit down on the couch. You've got eggs, bacon, and you're ready for football. Who are you locking in on?
Debo Samuel. Hey, bud. Remember first half of the season, Debo Samuel? Hey, pal. Remember those 100 yards? Remember, you know, yards from scrimmage? Remember the reverses? Remember yards after the catch? Remember yak? Hey, bud. Has not been pretty. 3 catches, 11 yards. 4 catches, 15 yards. 4 catches, 29 yards. Those were some of the game logs of Debo Samuel here of late. If they're going to do something offensively, he's going to be involved in it. Again, some of that scheme, some of that's designed to get him open on, whether it's a rub route, pick route, whether it's close to the line of scrimmage that he's able to break free on, etc. There's been no room for Debo to operate lately. He's got to have to make a dramatic big impact in this ballgame. I'm not saying he's got to go for 150 yards and match Jalen Waddle, but we need one of those field position changing moments, one of those how did he get through there kind of plays for Debo Samuel. I'm locked in on him because if he goes, this offense will too.
I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball, and I'm going to look at Mikey Sanristil, who's got a team-high 3 interceptions. He has almost all of the picks that Washington has this season. That's the good news. The bad news is it has been a down, regressive, disappointing second season. If I was coaching defense for Washington, I got a crazy idea. Not only am I moving Mikey out of the nickel where he's played almost exclusively, but I am going to have him travel with Jalen Waddle this week because I have no corners that I feel particularly good about otherwise. Trey Amos, your second-round pick, is out for the year. Marshon Lattimore, and I know he was a punching bag for the fan base, but he's physical. He can get his hands on people. He can play press coverage and get people, you know, bumped at the line of scrimmage off of routes. He's out for the year. So who are you now tapping into at that position if you're Washington? We're talking about street free agents and guys bumped off of the practice squad at cornerback. And Jonathan Jones, the former New England Patriot, who just hasn't played a whole lot this year, very little time on the grass. So I'm telling Mikey going into the game, I picked you in the top 50. You're my second-round guy. You're my best corner. You're traveling with their number one receiver, and I'm challenging him. Now, I'm not going to leave him on an island. I'll help him. We're going to double occasionally. We're going to bracket coverages. But I am really going to put a lot on his plate this week because heavy lies the crown. You're my best guy in the secondary, and we got to try something different. I'm locking in on Mikey Sanders still out of Michigan.
Smell what you're cooking here. Because, again, that's kind of what this year's about for me, right? The rest of the way is...
For the rest of this thing, why not?
I want to see. You throw the... Because what's if it doesn't work, what's going to happen? You're going to lose? We got that covered. No problem. I want to see what the young man can do in that regard. I'm with you. I don't hate that.
Time for our final predictions then, Danny. 9:30 kick. Chance to end a five-game losing streak. Washington's lost four in a row by at least 21 points. Hasn't happened in this league in 23 years. In fact, the record is five straight games losing by 21 or more. That's only ever happened one other time. They would tie that record if they get worked by the Dolphins in this game. How do you see it going?
Good news is I don't think they tie that record. The bad news is, I'll ask you a question. It's rhetorical. Do the Miami Dolphins have 11 offensive players? Do they have 11 offensive players? The answer is yes, which means Washington cannot stop them. Miami, 33. Washington, 20. This is what the Washington offense does. They can get to around 20 points against anybody. They're not good. They're not particularly terrible. Dolphins aren't very good, but that won't matter. They can't stop anyone. HN has a huge day, as does Waddle. 33-20 final.
I'm going to pick the Dolphins minimally. I actually think it'll be very close. I'm going to say Miami wins 26-23 in a game decided in the fourth quarter. I like Washington to be able to run the football the best that they have in the last month and change. I think they're going to move some people up front. Number 26 defense in the NFL. Miami is susceptible to some big plays in the passing game, and I think Mariota is going to throw for over 200 yards. I like Washington's offense to put up some numbers. But Devin Achane's going to make a back-breaking play, and Waddle's going to be tough to keep down all day long. He's averaging over 80 yards over the last 6 weeks or so. Been a top five statistical player in fantasy at the position since the Tyreek Hill injury. So I think those guys against this defense do enough and the Dolphins win a close game. But I do think this game gets decided in the final several minutes, something that has not happened in a game since Washington played the Bears in early October.
That is a long, long time ago when something like that happened. I would certainly take that outcome, GP. By the way, which is so sad.
Yes. I mean, that's where we are. That's where the bar is now.
I'm like, well, they'll lose, but man, at least it'll be close.
But you know what? Let's walk before we run around these parts. Just play a game, compete, stay healthy, and get into the bye week, and then we'll see where we're at coming out of that to actually start picking them to win a football game. Overtime comes your way next on The Fan with Linnell, so keep it right here and locked in. Want to thank Vic back in studio with Ryan for their work behind the scenes today. Darius for helping us out on site. Metal Chris as well, and this entire crew out here at Pupatella.
Thank you, guys.
They're too nice to us.
Pupatella, we love you.
They spoil us out here at Pupatella, and they are the best. So any of their locations, check them out. But the Chantilly crew out here today, big ups and thank you. Thanks for checking us out on The Fan. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. We're back at it at 2 o'clock on Monday. Enjoy the Madrid game. Remember, early morning football, 9:30 a.m., there's going to be some goofball who sits down on the couch at 12:50 to watch the Commanders game. It's like, wait a second.
Hold on.
4 minutes left.
Madrid?
Don't be that guy. Linnell next on Overtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.